Back to California. Tim Cavanaugh is with us. He's with the Reason Foundation. Now, he was on the ground during those protests that we saw, those vigorous protests that we saw in Bell, California. Tim, welcome to the program. It's good to see you.
Thank you, Stuart. Thanks for having me.
Right. Now, you were there. I read your reports on these demonstrations. Does it have the feel of a grassroots revolt that might spread?
Oh, yeah. And especially the, I would emphasize the spread part. Something that might not be coming across in the coverage is that Bell is one of a group of little towns in this region. I don't know how well people know LA County, but it's east of the 110, south of the 10. There's a bunch of these little towns, all of which are about the same size, about like Bell, about 30,000 people, about the same income bracket, about 30K a year. And they are all sort of interdependent. They're all in LA County. And there's a lot of exchange that goes on among these towns in some real strange places. There's a town called Vernon that has like 100 permanent residents who all live in company town style rented housing. And if you try and challenge the mayor, you will literally be run out of town like in the Old West. Bell is one of these, and I think you're going to see a lot more of this kind of stuff cropping up in these towns in this area.
Now, on the Fox News channel yesterday with Neil Cavuto, the Republican candidate for Senate in Florida, Marco Rubio, suggested that it might go to Florida as well. I think there may have been the ethnic element as well, the Hispanic background of some of the protesters and the demonstrations. Are you talking about this spreading beyond just the immediate confines of Bell, moving throughout California and maybe out of state? Do you see that happening?
Well, first of all, I want to make sure I have no idea whether fiesta de te is actual grammatical Spanish, but...
Right. But you coined the expression, I think. That was yours.
Yeah, I did, yeah. Yes. Cristina Garcia, the co-founder of Bell Association to Stop Taxpayer Abuse, I think is the name of the group. She speaks, you can see it at Reason.com and Reason.tv right now. We have some video. And in that, she is saying, we want this to spread across the country. And I think it's a legitimate goal. I mean, this is... incredible amount of corruption that's going on in this town.
It was interesting to me to look at your reports and see the video. It looked like the they were Democrat constituents. I draw a comparison to what you were seeing in Bell and what we saw last summer with some of the town hall meetings. They seem to be the same anger, the same vigor, with perhaps a different constituency base for those protests.
Without reopening the Tea Party, whether they're all white or too racist or whatever can of worms, this is very much a Democratic constituency. I mean, there's SEIU, purple shirt people there, bus drivers, public transit employees. These are people that are absolutely the Democrats' constituency traditionally. And they're all out. I mean, it's pretty amazing to see people out to complain about their taxes, about their fees, and about this overweening government that they have.
Hey, Tim Cavanaugh, Reason Foundation, you were there, you brought us the story, and we very much appreciate it. We plant our flag in California, I keep using that expression, and you helped us. Tim, thank you very much indeed, sir.
Thanks a lot, Stuart. Good to be here.